Okay, we're starting a new month, right? It's March 1st. This last month, during February, can anybody tell me who was the saint or the holy hero and what was the virtue of the month? Yes. Virtue was respect. All right. He's halfway there. You think he'll make it? Okay, here we go. Nope, over here. Yeah. St. Valentine? No. Oh, so close. Okay. How about right here? Yes. Yeah. So the holy hero and the virtue. And what were they? You don't know? Okay. Yes, here. Mother Teresa, all right. And the virtue was? Well, you got help there. Okay. I almost had to give away a dollar. All right, so respect and Mother Teresa. Now, we know that Mother Teresa, she gave everything she had to help the poor. And she wanted to go out, not just help the poor, but help the poorest of the poor, those who had nothing at all, and they didn't have homes, they didn't have clothes, they didn't have food, and she lived her life for these people. And you know what? She saw herself as their brother and sister. She thought she was like their brother and sister, and so that she had a responsibility. She had a duty. It was part of her job to take care of them. Right? So Mother Teresa is a great model for us of how we are to care for our brothers and sisters. Not just our brothers and sisters, Pete, like your brothers and sisters are Maggie and Kate and Merrick, right? And you like to fight a lot. Okay, well, all right. But our brothers and sisters aren't just our biological brothers and sisters, are they? That our brothers and sisters also refer to like our classmates, right? Or maybe our cousins, other people that we know. And so we're supposed to care for them and respect them. So respect is very important, and it was very, very important for Mother Teresa. Because respect connected her, was the link, was the bridge that united her to those who were the poorest of the poor. We use a kind of a difficult word. I don't know if you've had it on a spelling test yet. No, probably not. Solidarity. Oh, nope, I haven't had that one yet. Solidarity is togetherness, being together. So like it's a group of you. So if everybody in Mrs. Honeyhockey's class is working on a project together, and everybody's working well together and cooperating, you are in solidarity. You're one together, being one. And that's what God calls us to be, one with one another, treating each other as brothers and sisters. And in fact, this respect that's so important for us, what the Catechism of the Catholic Church calls that respect is respect. The definition of respect is treating the other as another self. Treating your neighbor, treating your classmate, treating your brother and sister as another self. Which means what? What does it mean to treat Tristan like another self? What does that mean? Yes. Yeah, so the way that you treat yourself, that's the way you would treat the other person, right? And usually we treat ourselves pretty good, don't we? You take good care of yourself. You make sure you have enough food, right? You make sure that you have enough free time, play time. We always watch out and make sure that we're taken care of. But what if we took that same attitude, the way that we take care of ourselves, and we related that to our neighbor? That's the way that we took care of our brothers and sisters, our classmates. That's what respect is. And Mother Teresa, I mean, as far as we know, there probably hasn't been anybody who's lived that out better than Mother Teresa, right? You know the stories about Mother Teresa, don't you? You know how she went to India working with the poorest of the poor? I mean, and the people that she worked with, you know, sores and disease. But that didn't, she didn't even hardly see that because she saw them as another self because her respect was so deep. And so she's a model for us. Now, that's the opposite of what we hear about in the first reading. In the first reading, we hear about Joseph and his brothers, and Joseph was his father's favorite. And what happened with his brothers? Yeah, Eva? They wanted to sell him. And why did they want to sell him? To get rid of him? Yeah. Did they hate him? They hated him. They hated him so much, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to murder him. And so they left him in a cistern, so an empty hole, to be picked up by someone who would make him a slave or just to die. And where did it all come from? It became out of envy. Rather than respect, like treating their brother as another self, they did the opposite. They rejected their brother. They were sad that he had so many gifts and so many blessings. And that sadness turned into a resentment and anger and rejection. We have to watch out for that because that same kind of envy gets into our hearts. And then it affects the way that we treat others. And we end up not respecting them. So, you know, someone does well in school, someone does well in the basketball team, right? Basketball's over for y'all, right? Somebody scores 20 points, and people are congratulating that person, and you kind of, like, you're not very happy about it. That's already envy kind of entering in. Or someone in school who is excelling, right, and receives high marks, people are making fun of them. That happens, doesn't it? Right? What's going on there? That's envy stirring in our heart. That's the opposite of the respect that we're called to. So, my friends, every single one of us has to get in touch with our hearts because it's in this kind of destructiveness is in all of us. And if we don't watch it and if we don't keep striving to have the respect that the gospel calls us to, that means treating the other as another self. If we're not improving and growing in respect towards others, we're not going to be staying the same. We're going to be spiraling downwards. And the best way to get yourself on the right footing as far as respecting your classmates, especially those whom you don't have that much in common with, you know what the best way is to get started, to get moving on the right track? Buy them a Blizzard. No. Start praying for them. Just a short prayer, a Hail Mary or an Our Father. Pray for your classmates. Pray for your brothers and sisters. Because when you pray, you get in touch with the Spirit of God, and then God's Spirit fills you up and leads you to love your neighbor, love your brothers and sisters, love your classmates as another self, which means respect. And so we're closing February, the holy hero being Mother Teresa, who is such a great example of respecting everybody, no matter what they look like, no matter how smart they were, and growing in love of neighbor. Amen?